A Jewish journal article, Sudan cabinet votes to end Israel boycott. The Sudanese cabinet voted on April 6 to nullify a 1958 law forbidding the country from forging relations with Israel. The Jerusalem Post and Jewish News reported that in order for the move to be finalized, it needs to be approved by Sudan's Sovereignty Council. The Sudanese cabinet, known as the Council of Ministers, also reiterated its support for a Palestinian state to be established as part of a two-state solution. Israeli Intelligence Minister Eli Cohen hailed the move as an important and necessary step toward signing a peace agreement between the countries. Cooperation between the countries will help Israel and Sudan and contribute to regional security and stability. Jewish groups praised the move. This is a crucial step toward increased engagement between the two countries, the American Jewish Committee tweeted. The Simon Wiesenthal Center similarly tweeted, hashtag BDS, boycott, divestment and sanctions, be damned. A historic step that will benefit Sudan and Israel, normalize ties between people and accelerate momentum from hashtag Abraham Accords. International human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovsky also tweeted, amidst all the turmoil in the region, the hashtag Abraham Accords continue to be a shining beacon of hope for better future. In October 2020, Sudan became the fourth Arab nation to normalize relations with Israel as part of the Abraham Accords. The capital of Sudan, Khartoum, was where the Arab League developed the three no's against Israel in the aftermath of the 1967 Six-Day War. No peace, no recognition, and no negotiation. The other Arab nations that are party to the Abraham Accords are the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Morocco.